Rosie and the Rivets. Live from the Hofbräu House in Rosemont. It's a Hofbräu House, Chicago, by the way.
I think people have had one or two beers and they're enjoying their life this Friday.
And this WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from the Hofbräu House in Chicago in Rosemont, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Right?
All right.
That's what that is.
This is great.
All right, let me just explain what's happening on this gigantic stage that we have here. Now we have Rosie and the Rivets, and we're going to hear live music from them coming up after some guy blows an Al Shrek.
That's the Alporn.
Alporn, right. That's what it was.
That's Ed Jacoby. He's the Alporn official player.
Wow.
So there's going to be that. That's coming up on the program. Stay tuned for that. But up on this stage, for those of you who are on your radio, if you go from left to right, you've got Kevin Powell dressed in Lederhosen, who earlier got spanked, literally got
and liked it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I didn't like it. It was sort of fun.
You have Anna DeVlantis in her drindle, which is absolutely fetching.
Love it. This is so fun.
I am also in Lederhosen, which are chafing currently.
Oh, gosh. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm chafing. This is really
cold on powder.
Oh, boy. It's hot in here.
Throw it on. I know.
I mean, this is like, they're shorts and they're hot.
Yep.
They don't breathe.
No. Breathe. They're like, it's like a
death trap down there.
It's like an oven.
It's a death trap.
Yeah, and it's and it also it grabs you in places it's not supposed to grab you.
In all the wrong places.
I didn't know you need pockets there and there and there.
Oh, well, there's like a flap. I just figured out how to use a flap, thank God. There's a flap because you put these things on and it's like a safe.
Yeah.
And then I just written somebody, thank God, backstage was able to say to me, hey, you know that flap, that's what that does.
What
the
do.
Button's right there.
Wow.
So I got that. And then next to me, I got Sven Gulli, who is, this is how he goes to
legend
to the Jewels. Dressed like this. Do you stand at the chicken counter at the Jewel and just go, that looks throwable, that looks throwable, that looks throwable?
Yeah, and it hurts because they're frozen. And, you throw one of that, I'm going to have definite contusions going on.
Oh, there. You don't want that.
No.
Yeah, it's just a state of contusion. All right, and then we got Violetta, who's also dressed in her dirndl and very fetching. And she keeps, now, a couple times, she's done this thing where she likes to spin in the skirt.
Yeah, I don't know how high up that goes, actually.
It does go very high, as it turns out.
Good
The Rosemont police have been here three times, threatened to shut us down. So.
It's just fun to twirl.
Isn't there a song about that? Dirndl, 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 I made it out of clay.
Yeah, well. So we've got that. Now, Judy, I don't know what happened to Judy. Judy was just here a second ago.
Good luck finding her.
Judy is getting body surfed throughout the throughout the restaurant here at the Hofbräu House. And she's got the the helmet with the horns coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. Here she comes.
She's approaching.
Mm-hmm. She looks very angry.
Here she
usual.
Has the pipe. She looks great, Judy.
She's got the... someone's going to get hurt here tonight. I'm just going to promise you that. And then Richard Roper, who's dressed as a German hockey soccer hooligan.
Football.
Yes, I am. My character is Karl Heinz Fritz Hans Gruber. I am a well-mannered German soccer hooligan. That's my character.
That's easy to remember.
It's loosely based on the life of Karl Heinz Granitza, of course, the great Chicago Sting player who left town unexpectedly.
Never saw
as
him
I recall.
Again. I don't know. And then a little bit of Hans Gruber from Die Hard, the original.
I see what you get. Because didn't Karl Heinz Granitza have a restaurant or something here for a while?
He did have it. He had a restaurant, then he did not.
Yes, right, exactly. There was something very weird. All I remember was they had a coach named Villy Roy.
Yes.
And his name was really, and you go, hey, it's Villy Roy. The name is Villy.
Villy Roy.
Right.
Villy,
yes. I always wondered, because that Sting team from the 1970s always seemed like they, I saw the boys from Brazil or whatever that was. And then I thought, oh, my God, these are escaped guys. These are guys, they were living in South America, and now they're here. It's such a thing I never understood.
Too soon.
Yeah. All right. You know what it's time for? It's time
we
for the
do.
Top five at six.
Let's get to it. Woo.
The top five at five on the Rokon Show.
There we go.
It's the top five on the Rokon Show.
Let's go!
Thank you very much. Thank you, that too.
Wow. All right. Checking in at
number five.
Oh, my God. See, now things are too low or too high. I just don't know which they are. All right, here we go. Rose McGowan spoke in public for the first time since accusing Harvey Weinstein of assault. Opening the women's convention in Detroit today, the actor has encouraged supporters to call out harassment wherever it shall live.
No more. Name it. Shame it. Call it out. Join me. Join all of us as we amplify each other's voices. And we do what is right for us and for our sisters and for this planet, Mother Earth. We are a planet of women. And you will hear us roar.
She had me until Mother Earth.
Mother Earth bothered you?
Yeah. I was with her until then. She shaved her head, right?
She has a really, really short trim cut.
Yeah. See, that's when you do the whole Sinead O'Connor, I get kind of lost in this, too.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, whatever's going to happen, I just want this all to take place in court, and then, you know, we'll leave the rest of it.
He's such a creep. I think the only woman he didn't get to was Flo in those insurance commercials.
Wow.
Oh, too soon.
I just saved
15% with Geico, so I can't even do Flo. Oh, wait, no. We're here with Allstate today, Sven. Remember
well,
that?
Well, we're in good hands.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. We're checking in at
number four.
Tiger Woods pleaded guilty to reckless driving today. Remember this? He wasn't driving. He was sleeping.
But wasn't the car running? Was that the issue?
It might have been.
Okay.
All right. But
he may have been heavily medicated.
I think reckless sleeping. I have, by the way, that almost every night.
Well, he shouldn't have been driving. He should have been putting. Because, you see, where's the drum?
Sven's on
number
fire.
Four.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let
out.
There we go.
You know, he was just about 170 yards out from his driveway.
A little left to right wind.
I think you should use a 5-iron there.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, anyway, the point here is, they found a cocktail of prescription drugs and marijuana in his system. Marijuana?
Did we know that?
The devil's lettuce?
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like he was part of the opioid crisis.
It was all opioids, and yes, the marijuana was also in his system.
Wow. No alcohol, though. Finally, alcohol gets away
right.
with something.
Right. Alcohol's the good guy in this situation. Like, normally alcohol is the bad rap.
I thought it was the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Well, it can. In his case, it turned out not to be. Now, he went to treatment, so he went to a diversion program, and he's going to have to pay a $250 fine.
And they can afford that.
Judge Sandra Basso Pardo.
Okay.
I've done that dance, haven't you, Sven?
Yeah, it's very popular in South America.
Yes, the Basso Pardo. Wow. Yeah. She had this warning for the golf legend.
Violate your probation in any significant way. I could revoke your probation, and then I could sent you to jail for 90 days with a fine of up to $500. Is that understood? Okay.
All right, well, hopefully he gets clean and turns his life
around. Well, he did get clean already, right?
He's been shown taking full swings for the first time since major back surgery earlier in the year. So next year's Tiger's year.
All right.
Come back, baby. I'm calling it.
Good. Okay. I hope so.
I'm sorry. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan.
Well, I am too, but I don't think Justin Spieth is really shaking in his Jordan. Justin's his brother. I don't think he's even worried about it.
He's close with all the younger guys. They all love him. Like, he hangs out with Justin Thomas and Spieth and Fowler.
They all have
putting contests in Tiger's backyard.
They're all named like Justin, Jordan, Blake.
Yeah, they do have similar names.
They're all like that. That's the millennial thing.
Yeah,
those guys.
These millennials are.
I don't know how to keep
damn
them all straight.
It's
so much easier when Tiger was in the game. All right, that's Rosie and the Rivets right there. You're going to be hearing from them coming up in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact. Hey, this just crossing the wires.
This is beautiful.
This is pretty amazing. Barack Obama has been called to Cook County jury duty.
And he's coming, right?
Yes.
There'll be a smoke break.
Amazing.
How is that? Imagine the security situation with that. But, you know, that's the thing, like, right? If you're a politician, you can't not go to jury duty.
No,
right.
You can't.
Right. I feel like he's going to get excused.
Now, look, I am a lawyer. I don't know, but, I mean, the only reason they excuse you now, I mean, I'm telling you, they take people and they want to make an example out of them, right? I mean, Sven, of course, shows up for jury duty, actually, in the outfit, which is really good.
That's how I always get out of it.
Sven Gulli, son of...
Step on up.
Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from the Hofbräu House in Chicago is presented by Allstate agent Michael M. Actually, the Hofbräu House in Chicago is in Rosemont. Don't ask. All right.
It all works.
Recalculating. Yes. Recalculating.
All right. Somehow we're still in the top 5 at 5, and it's 6:25. I don't know how this happened.
This is a wacky day.
Yeah, it really is. Let's check in now at this one.
Number 3.
Stop screaming, Orion.
I know. What did we do to him? He's so angry.
He loves that place.
All right.
Oi.
Well, have you had the halibut with the lemon sauce? I mean, it really is something.
My wife and I often enjoy the halibut, which has been thrown against an electric fence.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't
really
like to think of these things.
With less than...
I'd watch that.
With less than 2 minutes left in Baltimore's 40-0 romp over the Dolphins, a stray cat somehow got loose on the field. It pranced around momentarily, then scampered back to the sidelines. This called for an instant replay, by the way, and Tony Romo had the call.
So look at this, Jim. This is like how you ran in high school. Look at
exactly.
That. Perfect form, extension. I mean, it doesn't even get phased if there's people around. Just look, ooh, look at the change of direction. Does he get both feet in right here in the end, Jim? Well, he turns it uphill. That's way too much fun at this point.
Cat had more yards than the entire Dolphins team.
Right.
Hey, don't I get a...
Yeah, that's strong material.
That's pretty good.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Sven. Appreciate it.
If you have to ask for it.
I know, that's a problem.
Strong stuff from Romo.
That was great. Jay Cutler on the sidelines. Don't cat.
Yeah, really.
Right. Jay Cutler had the exact same expression on his face as the cat did,
right,
which I thought was pretty good.
Jerk face.
Yeah. All right, we're moving on, yeah.
Number 2.
Stranger Things has returned.
Ooh, I can't wait.
The highly anticipated second season of the Netflix series has dropped, and Natalie Dyer, who plays the older high school teen sisters, Nancy, the older high school teen.
Did you want to start that over?
Sisters Nancy Wheeler says, what? I don't know.
Knows what it is.
They do.
Yeah.
It's
anyway,
an awesome show on Netflix.
I don't know. Just play this and we'll figure it out.
At the beginning of this season, she's been, you know, trying to cope with everything that's happened. And, you know, I think we see everyone looking for that new normal, you know. She's trying to, like, keep on carrying on, find safety, find normalcy. But we know there's no really going back to where they started.
I never understand these celebrity interviews to begin with. I mean,
yeah, they've cleared it up.
Right, when they're promoting something, it like goes on and on and
on.
Yeah. And you're like,
very in-depth.
Right, I'm like, this is not exactly rocket science. And what do you think Kim Jong-un's going to bomb us? That's all I want to know from these people.
It's an amazing journey for all of us this time around. It's
yeah.
It's an amazing journey. It's just a journey that's amazing.
I mean, those kids are amazing. Those kids are great.
Yeah, pretty
right?
great show.
Those kids are great, but... I mean, it's like we don't need to hear from them. We really don't. The one was in It, right? The one, so you got that. And the girl who played 11 now has hair or something.
Or doesn't have hair now.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Is that her name, Millie Bobby Brown?
Millie Bobby Brown.
That never ends well.
I don't think they knew about the Bobby Brown when they named her in England.
Number 1.
All right, in his monologue last night, Jimmy Kimmel had this to say about Hillary Clinton's upcoming 70th birthday.
I wish a very special happy birthday to Hillary Clinton, who turned 70 today. I know. What do you get for the woman who almost had everything? I don't know what she went for. My guess is she wished for something with the words Russian, pee, and tape in it. But I don't know.
Wow.
Spot on.
I turned 70 before she did. I beat her to 70.
All right, here we go. Let's close this thing up.
The top 5 at 5.